This is English USA on VOA, now lesson 57.
В эфире 57-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь рассказывать о своем возрасте, сообщать свой адрес и адреса разных организаций. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Bottle.
Бутылка.
Trash.
Мусор, отбросы.
Container.
Контейнер.
Trash containers.
Мусорные урны.
Corner.
Угол.
Lady.
Дама, леди.
Ladies.
Дамы.
Petition.
Петиция.
Stranger.
Незнакомый человек.
To bring. Brought.
Приносить, принес.
Could.
Мог.
I should tell.
Мне следует сказать. Я должна, должен сказать.
To sign.
Подписать.
To tell, told.
Рассказывать, рассказал.
To stay.
Оставаться.
Dangerous.
Опасный.
Where were you born?
Где вы родились?
None of your business.
Не ваше дело. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер обращается к отдыхающим в местном парке с просьбой подписать петицию о проведении уборки.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I'm happy you could come today.
I'm happy to help out. Did you finish the petition?
Yes, last week. It's ready. Do you want to read it?
Of course. I want to sign it, too.
Here. The petition asks the city to put trash containers at each corner of the park.
Good. It's not very clean or very neat. It has too much paper, glass bottles, and trash. Do we need a petition?
I think so. Dr. Sanders has asked the city to put trash containers in the park many times. Some of the trash is dangerous for children.
The petition looks good. I'll sign mine now.
Answer the other questions, too.
What do I need to do now?
Ask everyone to sign.
Okay. I'm going to the other side of the park. You stay here.
Thanks. I'm going to start with those ladies over there. Good morning, ladies.
Do I know you?
Maybe. I live in that building over there.
Good morning.
I have a petition. Will you read it?
I don't sign petitions.
What is it about?
It's about this park. We want to clean it up.
You don't need a petition for that.
We want the city to put trash containers at each corner.
Well, they should.
Then you should sign the petition, Olive.
I'll read it.
I'll sign it.
May I ask some questions?
All right.
Do you live in the neighborhood?
Yes. I live at 128 36th Street.
When were you born?
I was born in 1922.
How long have you lived in this neighborhood?
Oh, about 50 years. I came here when I married.
That's wonderful. Please sign your name here. What's your name?
Olive Magliacci.
How old are you?
It's none of your business.
Oh, Olive. She's 75 years old.
Where do you live?
I live at 1783 Parkway.
Where is that? Is it near here?
No. I don't live in this neighborhood.
She's visiting me.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Only people in the neighborhood can sign the petition.
Why? The park needs to be cleaned up.
Послушайте, как обе леди отвечают на вопрос Мартина.
Where do you live?
I live at 128 36th Street.
I live at 1783 Parkway.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
I'm 34 years old. I'm 34 years old.
I'm 32 years old. I'm 32 years old.
I was born in 1960. I was born in 1960.
I was born in 1965. I was born in 1965.
I live at 1301 20th Street. I live at 1301 20th Street.
I live at 101 Small Street. I live at 101 Small Street.
I was born in Washington. I was born in Washington.
I was born in Washington too. I was born in Washington too.
А теперь вы ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина.
How old are you?
I am, и говорите, сколько вам лет?
When were you born?
I was born, и называйте год своего рождения.
Where do you live?
I live at, и давайте свой адрес.
Where were you born?
I was born, и называйте место своего рождения.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Olive, you don't live at 1783 Parkway.
I know that. I know where I live.
You told him you live at 1783 Parkway.
I don't tell strangers where I live.
I should tell him.
No, you shouldn't. I can't sign a petition anyway. You told him my age. I don't tell anyone my age.
Why not?
It's none of their business.
You're 75 years old. You look very good. For 75.
Мартин Лернер продолжает беседовать с посетителями местного парка, жителями района, и просит их подписать петицию о проведении уборки этого парка. Мы еще раз повторим и закрепим материал, пройденный в первой части этого урока.
Excuse me, I'm Martin Lerner. May I ask you some questions?
What for?
I have a petition I want you to read.
What for?
It's about the park. We want to get the park cleaned up.
This park?
Yes. Do you live in the neighborhood?
Yes, we both live here.
Please read the petition.
Let me see it.
Where do you live?
I live at...
Wait a minute. I want to read this first. Do you know this man?
Yes, I do. We go on the same train to Washington sometimes.
Okay. Go ahead. I like the petition.
Will you sign it?
Sure. Here.
I need to ask some more questions.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
Where do you live?
I live at 502 Hillside Avenue. That's up the hill.
Yes, I know. I live up that way, too. How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
Always. I was born here. My parents lived here.
They still live here.
What's your name?
Sandy Welch.
And what's your name?
I'm Jan Whiting.
Are you going to sign?
Yes. I like the petition.
Where do you live, Jan?
I live on the other side of the park.
What's your address?
941 Elmore Lane. My house is that yellow one over there.
When were you born?
In 1969.
How long have you lived in the neighborhood?
I came here in 1979.
Where did you live before? Did you live in Baltimore?
Yes, but not in this neighborhood. I lived on the far west side of the city.
Did you sign, Sandy?
Not yet. Here, I'll sign now.
Thanks. Now you, Jan.
I'm very happy to sign. The park is dangerous for children. It's not very clean.
There's a lot of trash on weekends. Glass bottles and paper.
Thanks for helping.
Is there something we can do?
You can come to our meetings. We meet on Thursday evenings at the Catholic Church.
What's the address?
510 St. Barbara Street.
Давайте попрактикуемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
My family lives at 3814 Sheridan Street. My family lives at 3814 Sheridan Street.
My family lives at 101 Little Street. My family lives at 101 Little Street.
My friend Tom lives at 171 4th Street. My friend Tom lives at 171 4th Street.
My son's school is at 3010 Jefferson Street. My son's school is at 3010 Jefferson Street.
The Voice of America is at 330 Independence Avenue. The Voice of America is at 330 Independence Avenue.
Теперь вы, пожалуйста, дайте несколько адресов во время музыкальной паузы и, пожалуйста, поторапливайтесь.
What's the address of your family?
My family lives at... И давайте адрес.
What's the address of a friend?
My friend lives at... И давайте адрес.
What's the address of your work?
I work at... И давайте адрес.
What's the address of a school?
The school my son goes to. Is it... И давайте адрес.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, I have several names.
That's good. I have a few.
Would you like some coffee? I brought some.
That sounds wonderful. Where do you live, Cynthia?
On Parker Drive. 260 Parker Drive. It's near my school.
Of course. I know where it is.
I'm going to the other side of the park again.
Thanks for the coffee.
Don't mention it.
Harvey Mountain and his wife are coming at 11 o'clock.
Good. Send one of them to me.
Bye.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Бутылка.
Bottle. Bottle.
Мусор, отбросы.
Trash. Trash.
Контейнер.
Container. Container.
Мусорные урны.
Trash containers. Trash containers.
Угол.
Corner. Corner.
Дама, леди.
Lady. Lady.
Дамы.
Ladies. Ladies.
Петиция.
Petition. Petition.
Незнакомый человек.
Stranger. Stranger.
Прилагательное. Опасный.
Dangerous. Dangerous.
Рожденный.
Born. Born.
Глаголы «приносить» – «принес».
To bring – brought. To bring – brought.
Мог – могла.
Could. Could.
Подписать.
To sign. To sign.
Рассказывать – рассказал.
To tell – told. To tell – told.
Оставаться.
To stay. To stay.
Выражение «не ваше дело».
None of your business. None of your business.
Я должна сказать ему. Мне следует сказать ему.
I should tell him. I should tell him.
Где вы родились?
Where were you born? Where were you born?
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 57-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь извиняться за свои действия и вежливо отвечать на извинения других людей. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Копия.
Copy.
Стоянка для машин.
Parking lot.
Предложение.
Proposal.
Извиняться.
To apologize.
Забыть, забыл.
To forget, forgot.
Покидать, уходить, покинул, ушел.
To leave, left.
Я вышел из дому.
I left home.
Подписывать.
To sign.
Повредить, испортить.
To hurt.
Стол не испортится.
It won't hurt the table.
Идет сильный дождь.
It's raining very hard.
Беспокоиться.
To worry.
Рано, ранний.
Early.
Вы пришли очень рано.
You're very early.
Поздно, поздний.
Late.
Мы опоздали.
We are late.
Успешный.
Successful.
Ужасный.
Terrible.
Простите, извините.
I'm sorry.
Не беспокойтесь.
Don't worry.
Все утро.
All morning.
Всю ночь.
All night.
Весь день.
All day.
Ничего, все в порядке.
No problem.
Все в порядке.
It's okay. It's all right.
Просим прощения.
We do apologize.
Угощайтесь, пожалуйста.
Please help yourself.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.